Yeah, reach emergency roadside assistance. My name is Jennifer. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sorry to hear that. I'll get you taken care of. And are you calling from a safe location?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. We'll go ahead and get you started. Can I have the spelling of your first name?
Marissa Henderson.
And the spelling of the first name?
M-A-R-I-S-S-A.
Thank you. And the last name?
Henderson, H-E-N-D-E-R-S-O-N.
Thank you. And what's a good contact number in case we ever get disconnected?
770-873-6629.
Thank you. That's
770-873-6629. Yeah, it's our jobber. Yes, ma'am.
And would you like to opt into the text message feature where we text you the provider's information?
Yes, ma'am.
Estimated mm-hmm. time of arrival?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Message and data rates may apply. And for security purposes, can you verify the address associated with your policy?
8055 South Bay Court. This in Riverdale, Georgia, 30274.
Thank you. Okay, and what is the year, make, and model of the disabled vehicle that you're calling about today?
It's a 2010 Buick LaCrosse.
Thank you. And the color?
It's silver.
Thank you. Okay, what seems to be the issue with the vehicle today?
I just had it towed to the dealership like maybe 2 weeks ago, and it's doing the same thing again.
Okay, what's the issue?
Like running hot, like it's running hot, and they feel like it's not pulling.
Okay.
Tell them Bob Allen was my provider.
And currently, where is the vehicle now?
It's parked on the side of the road. It's at a residence.
Okay. Okay, so I just have a couple of questions that I need to ask. This is for the acknowledgement of the provider to make sure that he comes out there with the correct equipment. But if it does not apply to you, you can just state no. Okay. So the vehicle is not currently in a parking garage. It's on the side of the street.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Has the vehicle been modified to sit low to the ground for any reason?
No, ma'am.
And can the vehicle shift out of park and go into neutral?
Yes.
Is the vehicle four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or standard two-wheel?
I think it's two.
And is this considered to be an antique vehicle?
No, ma'am.
And is this service a result of an accident?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay, and do you have the vehicle keys with the vehicle on scene?
Yes.
And you will be the person there when the provider gets there?
I'm going to try to be if it's not going to take too long, but if it's not, then someone will be here with the keys.
Oh, okay. As long as someone physically is there, that'll be fine. So an individual
okay.
will be there with the vehicle?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And will anyone be needing a ride with the provider, or are they just picking up the vehicle?
No, ma'am. Just picking up.
All righty. So I just need to get you mapped and located and get the other address, and we're good to go. Can I have the address of where the vehicle currently is?
It's 516 Norfolk.
Is that N-O-R-F-O-L-K?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead.
And the zip is 30318. I mean, I'm sorry, 30314. I'm sorry.
Atlanta, Georgia. Okay. So I'm showing yes, ma'am. Here 516 North Folk Street, Northwest, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Does the provider need to be aware of any gate codes or any special driving directions
no, ma'am.
Upon arrival?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And is the vehicle going to a different residence or to a shop?
It's going back to the Hennessy Buick dealership off of Jonesboro Road.
And are they aware of the vehicle's arrival?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm showing Hennessy Buick GMC 7261 Jonesboro Road, and that's in Morrow, Georgia, 30260.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what time do they close? Are you aware?
They close at 6 or 7, if I'm not mistaken. What time did they say they close? At 6.
And can they have as far as with drop-offs after the closing?
She said, do they have a drop-off after closing? Yes.
Okay. Alrighty, so I have you mapped and located. I'm going to go ahead and reach out to a provider to get you taken care of today. You did opt into that text message feature, so it will provide you with their name, phone number, and estimated time of arrival. Was there anything else I could assist with today?
No, ma'am. That'll be all.
Alrighty, so you have a wonderful rest of your day, and thank you for calling Emergency Roadside Assistance.
Likewise.
Thank you. Bye-bye.